And you know, I don't want to end this podcast on that. I want to end this podcast on a positive note, on a friendly note, because you're my brother and I love you, man.
I love you too.
Let me tell you, man, your steak game on point, bro. You cooked a good ass steak today. Like, for those who don't know, I'm over with my homies, Cameron's house right now. We're doing this podcast live at Casa de la Thomas. And he called me, I want to say around 2:30. Like, hey, bro, what you doing? You want to do a podcast? I ain't gonna lie, I didn't feel like it. I was like, yeah, I guess we can do it. He's like, well, let's go out and eat first. Then we do a podcast. I was like, bro, if we're going to do a podcast, dog, it's going to have to be an Uber Eats situation because I don't feel like going out and then coming back and doing the podcast. Like, we can do the podcast or we can go out. And he's like, well, shit, if you're going to come to my house, then let me grill you a steak. And let me tell you something, guys, I had apprehension about this. I was like, I'm a persnickety steak guy, man. I think steak is overrated because people don't know how to cook it. He was like, bro, I got this shit down to a science. I'm scientific with this shit.
Yes, and I ain't gonna absolutely.
Lie, I had apprehension about it. But I ain't gonna say, I was, bro, your steak game was on point, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's you know, it's that joke, right? Like, you know, at a certain age, you either get into grilling meats or U.S. history. I have chosen the former. I am a more of a meat guy, you know. So thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that steak. I enjoy cooking. And so
now I'm your glad. Size. Let's talk about your size though. Let's talk about your size.
Oh, yeah.
So the size were green beans and mashed potatoes.
Pretty basic, right? Don't mess up.
Staples in the steak community, right? Meat, potatoes, right? But I must say, your green beans are better than your potatoes.
Oh, thank you. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. You can't overcook them. Now, what was your critique of the potatoes? Was it that I left the skins on?
No, I actually like skin on potato. That's where the fiber and the vegetables at, man. It was just kind of too bland, man. I personally
need a little more salt, a little more salt and pepper.
A little bit more salt, a little more pepper, a little bit more butter on them joints, man. I will say the consistency, creamy. Okay. I felt like it could have been a little bit more.
You know, I put half a stick of butter with like three potatoes. You know that, right?
I mean, yeah, you probably should have put a whole stick of butter in there, man.
Watch that hypertension.
Sorry, are we anti-butter in the South, man? Like,
not at all. I'm just saying, you know, you're not spring chicken anymore, Marcus. You know, you're in your 40s now. You know, plus, watch that cholesterol. Plus, black men do tend to have higher incidences of hypertension.
The number one killer of black people is salt, bro. I
remember
salt.
Dr. Vanderpool when I was taking anatomy and physiology. He was like, the number one killer is salt.
Salt, man. Salt
will get you.
Yeah. Especially black all men, people. Like salt. All people, like in the black community, man, salt is our is what our enemies do. But nah, your food was fucking awesome, man. The garlic butter you put on the steak was awesome. You cooked it medium rare. And I will say that's important because most people, they go over.
They overcook it. Steaks being tough.
Medium well. Yeah, see, that's the thing, right? That's why I was like, man, I'd be the judge of that. Because I told you I had apprehension because a lot of folks say they can cook steak and they overcook that bitch. But yours was not overcooked. It was actually medium rare. And what kind of steak did you use?
That was Chateaubriand. So it's the premium filet, my friend. Nothing but the best for you.
Well, let me tell you something, man. I've eaten $150 steak, A5 Wagyu, A4. I honestly, personally, I like A3 to A4 Wagyu. I don't like A5. It's way too much fat for me. Like if you guys don't know what Wagyu is, look it up. It's a high fat content, a lot of marbling in the beef. Honestly, A5 is too fatty for me. I like the beef taste of it, but it's way too fatty. But I must say, whereas the Wagyu has a better flavor than what you cooked today, because it just is. What you cooked is damn good, bro. Like
Thank you, brother.
It was soft as fuck, and the flavor was there. I could taste umami, as they say it. Yeah. But that damn A5 was delicious. It's just too fatty.
I love it. Yes. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Have you had Wagyu?
I appreciate that, my friend.
Wagyu?
No, I haven't. I haven't, not to my knowledge.
Okay. We gotta try that out. We gotta
yes.
make that happen, dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything you wanna do before we wrap this up, man? Anything you wanna talk about? We got like 4 minutes.
I'm good, brother. I'm good.
You don't want to talk about none of the projects you're doing, man? How you helping the kids of Memphis?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm working with Memphis Youth Athletics, a nonprofit where we work on getting into communities in the city of Memphis that normally don't have access to athletics. So we do it through running, cross country, and track and field. We work very hard to keep the costs affordable for most families, and the families that can afford it subsidize the families that cannot. And when I say subsidize, I'm talking about usually our costs are $40 to $50 a season per child.
How long is a season?
Seasons are usually about 5 to 6 weeks.
There you go.
And that
is $10 a week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 5 to 6 meets or races typically. So, you know, if you look at any kind of like road 5K, most of them are about $45 a race.
Minimum.
Right. Minimum. So we keep the costs as low as we can. And we do that through sponsorships. Hoka is a big sponsor of ours. Companies like Smith and Nephew as well. And a bunch of other smaller companies really help fund us so we can keep those costs low.
And this is why I want to make sure we bring this up, though, because here's the thing, right? Y'all may listen to this podcast, and there's a couple contentious points. And let me just say, man, I love this man to death. I love him like a brother. This man has been a part of my life for over 20 years. Too. And one thing I want to say is, and I wanted to put this point out here, no matter what you may disagree with him on, this man is out here, boots on the ground, putting in the work in underserved communities. And I knew that.
Thank you, brother.
And I just want to make sure you guys know that, too. So you can have differences of opinions, but don't discredit what somebody's doing, because this man is out here doing the work. A lot of y'all out here are talking the talk, but y'all not out here walking it. And just because you disagree with this guy, just know this man is out here putting work in underserved communities. I knew that, and I want to say that to the end, because I knew we were going to disagree on a lot, as we always do. But at the end of the day, we come together, and a lot of y'all may be like, yeah, this guy ain't this. Nah, man, he out here. He out here. And one thing I would say about this guy, the reason why he is my friend and this friendship has lasted, because a lot of my white friends never wanted to come to my hood. This guy always did. Like, wherever we was at, that's where we was at. It's like, yo, we hanging out in Black Haven, that's where we at. Hey, man, I come to Black Haven, no problem. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. I was like, well, why don't you come to my neighborhood? No, this guy's out here putting his work down. So I just want to let y'all know that, man. And that's a Common Knowledge podcast. I'm going to try to update this thing when I can. I love you too, brother, man, like dead ass. I'm going to update this thing when I can. I'm going to be more regular, guys. And we're going to get this thing popping. Peace.